This is M&M Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Wild jumped out to a 2-0 lead in Chicago last night, led it 3-1, and then ended up going to overtime, winning it with a Matt Zuccarello tally in the extra session. Head coach John Hines was happy they snapped a 3-game skid and happy about the fast start.
You know, two of the starts prior to this game weren't what we wanted to, but I thought the Toronto game we did, and then tonight we got off to a good start, and then we wound up putting the puck in the net.
Ryan Hartman, Marcus Johansson, and Vladimir Tarasenko scored the regulation goals. The same two teams play tomorrow night in St. Paul. The Gopher women's hockey program will be under new leadership after parting ways with four-time national championship winning coach Brad Frost yesterday. The Wolves were without star player Anthony Edwards. He has knee inflammation, but they beat Phoenix anyway last night, 116-104. Julius Randle scored 32 points and says he took advantage of his size.
That's going to be to my advantage, obviously. You know, they're going to be able to get away with a lot more just because they're smaller, but you know, biggest thing for me is just playing my own pace and, you know, get to where I want to get to.
Minnesota will host Utah tonight. The season's over for the St. Thomas men's basketball team. They lost in the opening round of the NIT last night at Seattle University. Final 67-52. Tommy's head coach, John Tower.
The outcome was a tough one, but I thought our kids battled all 40 minutes. You know, first half, I thought we came out really strong and built a 10-point lead early. And credit, Seattle's one of the best defensive teams in the country for a reason. And I thought, you know, their physicality, active hands, they turned us over a lot.
Tommy's finished 24-8 on the year. The Minnesota Duluth men's basketball team saw its season come to an end in the NCAA Division II Sweet 16. They lost to Oklahoma Baptist in Topeka last night, 80-76. The Gopher baseball team lost to North Dakota State at U.S. Bank Stadium in 11 innings last night, 7-4. The Twins lost to the Phillies yesterday, 2-0. And the Vikings signed Pro Bowl punter Johnny Hecker. This is M&N Sports.